This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Spain's terrible unemployment rate of 26% tops that of any European Union country except for Greece. New data this week show that 113,000 more people lost their jobs in January. But the Spanish government says the job market should improve as the year wears on. From Madrid, the BBC's Tom Burridge reports one advantage the country enjoys is a skilled and what businesses see as an affordable workforce.
Antonio Molina takes us inside a lab in Madrid. He set up the company working here in 2009, at the height of Spain's economic crisis. Back then, getting funding was hard.
I went to 69 different banks and investment banks and private investors.
69 banks?
69 banks. I like that number. It's a funny number. And I stopped there.
But in a sign that investor confidence is returning, Antonio this year has secured 21 million euros from a French-Swiss venture capital firm. Antonio says startups based in Spain, like his, have an advantage. The workforce here is well trained, but labour costs are relatively low.
In Spain, we have very highly trained and highly qualified scientists from the technical point of view, and the cost per person is low compared to the US or to Germany.
Spain has become more competitive because we have a lot of unemployment. Many people have been fired, salaries have gone down, but this is the hard way.
Professor Xavier Vives from ESA Business School believes more radical structural reforms are needed in Spain if growth here is really to take off and unemployment significantly fall.
There is no reform package to make Spain more competitive. What we need is to invest more in innovation, in research and development, in education, which makes the basis of competitiveness solid and long-term.
But radical economic reforms are unlikely to come before May's European elections. Both Antonio and Juan are planning on doubling their small workforces this year. But despite returning growth, there are no signs that unemployment in Spain will fall significantly anytime soon.
That report from the BBC's Tom Burridge in Madrid.